Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Severson moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reichardt moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to third. Hairmon moves to second. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins catches it and steps on first to double up Richard. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson misplays the ball. That's an error on Severson. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts and there's an error on the play. Andrews moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. May moves to third. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone who is chasing the ball. Schall reaches third base with a triple. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May is walked intentionally. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hedlund for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severson strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Hopkins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlin, and towards Richard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Rojas moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to third. Walt Williams pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.